There's a lot of talk these days about sustainability on the farm. Zach Yonta of Rungi in Karnes County is practicing it, and he's telling others about his experience on his family's farm and ranch. He's a frequent guest at conferences. His approach has been featured in articles and newsletters. He's using no-till, cover crops, and diverse species and rotations to improve soil health. He says improving soil health has increased the farm's resiliency and productivity. A 2 to 3 inch rainfall used to leave water standing in the field, puddled for maybe a week or longer. Last year, a similar rain yielded a noticeable difference. There was hardly any mud on his boots and on the tires of the vehicle. And in just a couple of years, he's already seeing an increase in life below ground in the form of earthworms and an abundance of life above it in deer and other wildlife. His cattle are also benefiting. The cover crops have resulted in greater production and a healthier herd. Managed grazing, rotations, and species such as Klein grass and triticale have helped double carrying capacity. Yonta urges farmers not to focus on how much soil health measures will cost them. Instead, he says they should ask themselves what it will cost them not to employ soil health building principles. He has a let's make it better stewardship ethic. That's a quality that's shared among all farmers and ranchers, taking care of the land so it can be passed on to future generations, sustainable both environmentally and economically. I'm Gary Joyner, and this is your Texas Agriculture Minute.